You're listening to The Starting Lineup with James Cebulski.
Wardens in prisons everywhere rejoicing.
Perry Solkowski.
Soap on a rope.
And Rick Dhaliwal.
You got to have kale, broccoli, and spinach every night, bottom line.
On the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Let's head to Montreal now, and joining us on the line from La Belle Province is the host of the Montreal Canadiens on the French TV network, TVA, Louis Jean. Louis, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I am outstanding, guys. How are you?
It never feels like there's a dull moment when it comes to life in La Belle Province, especially when it's Habs season. Give me a sense that the summer felt so volatile and the doom and gloom. Now that the team's on the ice, what's the mood like now?
Well, not so much doom and gloom, but I think people realize this is a team that that is going to need Carey Price to play godly every single night to get a chance to win. I mean, that's sort of where they are in the process of rebuilding, although they're refusing to use that word. Shea Weber's not there to start the season. They traded away their captain, Max Pacioretty. There's a leadership void, I think, that is left with the departure of Pacioretty. Obviously, with the fact that Weber's not there to start the season, he is the de facto captain, and I presume when they do name one, whenever that is, I presume he's the one that's going to be wearing the C. But this is a team that's in transition right now. They want to sort of turn it over to some of the youth, some of the younger players. They're trying to rebuild the center position, which has been a sore spot for them. And so it's been a very competitive camp compared to last year. Last year, there were really no positions, no spots on the team. There was Victor Mete, who sort of came in and surprised. But everybody pretty much was penciled in. Everybody had their spot. This year, from the first moment, from the first drill in practice, it was one-on-one battles, and the message was sent by Claude Julien and the coaching staff: you're going to have to fight for every inch. You're going to have to earn your spot. Nothing will be given to you this year. And so that's sort of been the spirit of camp. And I think that's why, I don't know if optimism is the right word, because it's for sure not, I think, what the fan base feel right now. But at least I think they get the sense that this team is at least going to compete more than it did last year. Often last season, the game was over in the first period. And so they at least want to compete and try new things. And you've got some new guys coming in, which should make it interesting as well.
Well, out here in Vancouver, Louis, we sit and watch Elias Pettersson and go, okay, great, he will make this team. We hope so that others step forward. What about Kotkaniemi? He has surprised so many. Does he actually, out of nowhere, have a chance of making this team when it looked like he would be a 2 or 3 year project?
Yeah, I think they're considering it perhaps more than they thought. First game in the rookie camp, you would have thought for sure, like, there's no chance. This guy's going back to Finland. He's not ready. He's too small. Like, he's too frail. Not too small in this. I mean, he's a tall guy, but he's tall and lanky, but just doesn't have enough muscle on him. And as camp has moved on, as competition has gotten better, so has he. So there's the Max Domi suspension. They want to put him at center. He hasn't been able to be there and participate in preseason games because of the suspension. And so I think they're taking a longer look at Kotkaniemi than they thought. Now, the initial process was, and the deal in his contract is, two things. Either you're in the NHL or you're back in Finland. But, you know, I think the understanding right now is that maybe there is a little possibility that he's further ahead than they thought. Maybe they'd like to try and convince him to stay in the American Hockey League. So we still have some time to figure that out. But there's no question that, he's ahead of the curve as opposed to what they thought, what they saw during the rookie camp at the beginning and what they're seeing every single day. But I would caution, I mean, this team is, I don't know if the Montreal Canadiens are a playoff team. I don't think they are. To me, I don't see what the rush is. Why, waste a year of eligibility? Why rush him in a market like Montreal? I've seen it before. It hasn't always worked out. I think you really have to be cautious. There are so many examples of players that, that sometimes a little extra seasoning can only help. And look at Mark Scheifele. The list is long. And then there's also the list of guys that should step in right away and have an impact. Is Kotkaniemi one of those guys? He seems mature. He's well-surrounded. He's got a couple of Finns on the team in Arturi Lehkonen and Joel Armia, who have sort of been mentoring him and helping him. But to me, if you're hoping on making the playoffs and it hinges on an 18-year-old Finnish centerman, you're not good enough anyway. So unless you really feel that he is head and shoulders above everybody, to me, send him back home, let him mature, let him play World Juniors, and wait an extra year or two, because this team isn't going to be doing, I don't think, any damage, regardless, in terms of the postseason, if they make the postseason.
Louis Jean with us here from Montreal on Sportsnet 650. Okay, well, speaking of that, as you kind of touched on at the outset of this conversation, it's Carey Price, and hoping that Carey Price has a bounce-back year, health-wise, performance-wise. How has he looked?
Outstanding. The thing about, you know, top-tier athletes is that they're proud. They're proud athletes, and I think, I don't know if embarrassed is the right way to describe it, but I think, you know, what happened last year didn't sit well with the Canadiens, didn't sit well with Carey Price. And at the end of the year, I don't know if you guys remember, but Marc Bergevin, when he addressed the media, talked about the attitude. The attitude was all wrong in that locker room. He was pointing the finger at certain veterans. One of them, I can assure you, was the captain, Max Pacioretty. And another guy was their goaltender and star player, Carey Price. I think, and from what I was told, there have been several meetings with Carey Price at the end of the year to address those things, to make sure that his mind was where it needs to be and not worry about who's doing what. Worry about what you need to do. And he was on the ice earlier this summer than he's ever been, but to prepare and train and make sure that his game is where it needs to be. I think he had a good sit-down as well with the goalie coach, Stephan White, who's one of the best in the business. And so that, to me, is one of the most encouraging signs for this season, is the fact that I think Carey Price is coming back energized, refueled. He's starting a new 8-year contract that kicks in this year. He knows there's a lot of pressure on him, but he also knows that a lot of people have written off his team. He knows that a lot of people think that he's been often injured and he's underperformed the last few years. And so I think he's got something to prove, and that's probably the thing that bodes well and the most encouraging, I think, for the fan base, is knowing that Carey Price, I think, wants to be in Montreal. He still wants to make a difference. I think he still wants to win here. And he knows that it's a lot on him now.
Louis, you get one chance to make a first impression. How was Max Domi's with the fan base there, doing what he did with the sucker punch? For people going, oh, good, we'll have some toughness, or, man, we don't need that.
Well, no, I think fans don't like it. There's no place for that in hockey anymore. But on the flip side, I think people also know that he's going to bring a little bit of jam. He's a guy that wants to make a difference. He's a guy who wants to have an impact. He's a guy who also needs to prove himself. He had a very, you know, average and below average year with the Coyotes. He's had a couple of seasons where he's been sort of underperforming. And so all of a sudden he comes to a big market and he's told, listen, you're going to be our number one centerman. It's going to be tough because the 5-game suspension in the preseason, people are saying, well, it doesn't hit his pocketbook. That's true. But it hurts the Canes and it hurts him because they want him to play with Jonathan Drouin, who in his first year in coming to Montreal also had a terrible season last year. So he needs to prove himself. And Domi is going to be a centerman, it looks like, and he won't be able to play in any of the remaining exhibition games. And so, you know, it sort of does hurt the Canes as they start the season against the Penguins. And there's going to be some pretty stiff opposition right off the bat. They play the Maple Leafs on the first game of the season. Then it's on the Saturday night, the Pittsburgh Penguins. And so Ty Domi is going to be going up against Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin and Austin Matthews and John Tavares. And he hasn't played that position in years. And so he certainly hurt himself and he hurt his team with his actions. But to me, you know, some people have said you still probably aren't sending a strong enough message by suspending him only in the preseason. I think it does. But what I do know is that he comes in extremely motivated. He wants to have an impact. He recognizes that he's got the chance of a lifetime in Montreal. And if you play well here, you can become, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but legend. I mean, you know, you can become a star. He has that potential. I'm not saying he's a star in terms of the assets that he brings specifically just on the ice, but he has that star power. He knows all the stars. Like he's friends with a bunch of, you know, he's friends with Drake and Mark Wahlberg and, you know, all these people. So he brings something very, very different, but most importantly from everybody I've talked to, he's a team guy. Everybody loves him and he plays with passion and grit every single game.
And that's something that's been solely missing in Montreal.
Well, there's a guy who seems to embrace the spotlight, and he's been in relative obscurity in Arizona. I'm with you on that. There's a guy who seems to be tailor-made for a market that likes the scrutiny. He wants the spotlight. We'll see how it ultimately plays out once the puck drops for real in about a week from now. Hey, nice to catch up with you again, Louis. Let's bug you again real soon, okay?
Anytime, gentlemen. Anytime. Always a pleasure to come on.
Louis Jean from TVA in Montreal, talking all things Montreal Canadiens.
Sportsnet 650.